Well, welcome again, everyone. It's so great to have you here this morning. How many could say that God's not done with you yet? And if your spouse didn't raise their hand, you can go ahead and say, God's not done with you yet, all right? Oh, our thanks to our children and youth and Terry and all of our youth leaders. That was fabulous. And, of course, our music team for sharing your gifts with us this morning. Speaking of God's not done with us yet, we are on a journey of faith with Abraham and Sarah and have been this entire summer. If you just joined us, we'll recap it, but we're at an interesting reading this morning, which I think is a gem in the Bible that is often overlooked, and it's about the birth of Isaac, whose name means laughter. And so we're thinking about the birth of laughter, and as if by divine providence, when I was in the adult Sunday school class this morning, I was forced to open a Dove's dark chocolate candy and to read what I got. And, you know, if those of you who know me well know that it's not hard for me to be forced to open dark chocolate. And the reading was this: be with people who make you laugh. Isn't that great? And I know that sometimes people will say to me, you know, I'm not sure about worship because when I go to church, I don't think that I can laugh and be myself. Have you ever had people feel that way? And this morning's reading, I think, proves otherwise, if no other place in the Bible. And so I invite you to turn to Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 through 6. And if you haven't been here with us, let me just say that Abraham and Sarah have been given the promise of a son some 25 years before this, when Abraham was 75 and Sarah was roughly 65, and now Abraham is pushing 100 and Sarah's 90, and they finally realize the gift that God has promised them. So Genesis 21 verses 1 through 6, and it says this: Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age at the very time God had promised. Abraham gave the name Isaac to the son Sarah bore him. When his son Isaac was 8 days old, Abraham circumcised him as God commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. Can you say amen? Amen. Well, we're looking at the birth of laughter this morning, and I thought it was appropriate if we start with something a little humorous, if you don't mind. Savannah is learning to drive, so that's been an exciting experience for me as well as her, and she's doing great. But it reminded me of this story of this woman that I heard about who just got out of choir practice, and she was so fired up about her faith, she decided she was going to put a Honk If You Love Jesus bumper sticker on the back of her car. Well, she went to the intersection, and she was digging through her purse, and she didn't notice that the light turned green. Oh, she was so excited to find out that the guy behind her loved Jesus, too, and was honking his horn, so she wound down her window and yelled, I love Jesus, too. She said she was so excited to see that there was lots of people who loved Jesus, and she said, one guy even screamed, Jesus Christ. She said, after we shared all that love together, she was the only person who got through that intersection. Have you been behind that person before? Have you been that person before? That's all right. No, you don't have to raise your hand to that. You know, God is not done with us yet, and I think this story this morning, as well as the youth, did a great job with that video presentation, a youth sermon, and doing some great things. But you know, this is Rally Sunday. When we think about youth, and we think about Sunday school, but it's not just for one age or stage, it's for all the ages and stages of life. And it's interesting because in this reading this morning, you know, we have all the ages and stages of life, don't we? I mean, we have Abraham who's pushing 100, Sarah who's 90, and who is not in the geriatric ward, she's in the pediatric ward of the hospital. And so they've got a baby, they've got all the friends in between, and they're sort of bookending the stages of life. But for Abraham and Sarah, can you imagine it? The journey's just beginning with a new baby. Can you imagine the energy? Well, as I said, as we walk back in the story this morning, it's been an interesting journey. We began some weeks ago as we explored this journey of Abraham and Sarah. God called them at the ages of 75 and 65, roughly, to go to a land they did not know. And we said going not knowing is really a great definition of faith, isn't it? And God often calls you and I to a place sort of going where we were not knowing, right? A new stage of life, a new relationship, a new ministry, a new job, new kinds of things, and we need to be open to that as we grow in faith, and we're never done growing in faith. God's never done with us. And so it was that they traveled more than 1,000 miles, and they waited and waited, and we saw just a couple weeks ago that God renewed the promise when Abraham and Sarah, Abraham saw 3 strangers coming down the road, and rather than running away, he ran towards them. He practiced hospitality and he opened their tent, if you will, opened the door of their lives to these 3 strangers and fixed them a meal. And when they were done eating the meal, one of them looked at Abraham and said, God has promised you a son, and a year from now, when I return, you'll have a son. And I'm sure Abraham's heart was warmed by that promise, but Sarah was listening on the other side of the tent and she just laughed. And God said, I saw you laugh, and she denied it like a child with their hand caught in the cookie jar. But really, Sarah's response was the very same response that Abraham had been just a year or so previous to that they laughed. But God had the last laugh because he said, you will indeed have a son, and you'll name him Isaac, which in the Hebrew means laughter. So God had a sense of humor. And so we arrive at the reading today where Sarah finally has the promised son, does indeed name him Isaac, and he's destined to be not just a nation, but a blessing to all nations, and we and our lives and our family and our church are blessed in that way as well. And so as I look at this reading this morning, I think there's some important truths for us briefly, because I know that the chicken is cooking. You can probably even smell it from in here, and the picnic will be waiting downstairs. But the first truth that I see that sort of echoes through the pages of history is that God is faithful. God is faithful to his promises, and Abraham and Sarah had waited some 25 years for this promise to come true, and it did come true. And the longer they waited, the more special that promise became. Now, I don't know if you saw the news the other day that there's a 74-year-old woman who had twins this past week. Did you see that? God be with that woman. I thought, she's in intensive care, recovering. But 74 years, so far as we know, in modern history, she's the oldest woman to have children, and she had twins. And can you imagine? So she's got an exciting life ahead of her, does she not? At teenagers, and she'll be in her 80s and somewhere in there, and maybe even 90s. And I bet she'll do a great job because she's got to be a special woman. Well, add another 15 years or so here, and you've got Sarah, who's near 90, and she's having a son, and it's just a joy. And Sarah has her sense of humor with her because she says, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. You know, I think God was laughing in heaven as well. And so we remember that God is faithful. I don't know what God has promised you in whatever chapter of life that you're in. Maybe God has whispered something to you. Maybe it's been a decade or more ago. Know that God is faithful to bring those promises to pass. Sometimes they're not coming to pass in the way we might think they are, but God is bringing promises to pass. And it also teaches us that God's not done with us yet, that God is still working in our lives, Abraham and Sarah, at 190 respectively. There's something else that I learned here too, and that is that laughter is a gift. And I think that's often overlooked, but, you know, God says, listen, it's okay to laugh, but I want you to name your son when he arrives Isaac, which means laughter. And, you know, laughter is an important part of our life. Reinhold Niebuhr, the great theologian, said that humor is a prelude to faith, and laughter is the beginning of a prayer. How many think that the church is too stern and austere for you to laugh, right? God created us, and God created us with a sense of humor. And obviously, God's sense of humor is everywhere apparent in the scripture this morning. Proverbs 17:22 says this, a cheerful heart lifts up the soul. And Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, if there's not laughter in heaven, I don't want to go. So he was convinced that, you know, cardiologists and doctors in general tell us that laughter is one of the healthiest things that we can do. In fact, if you laughed 100 times a day, then it's your cardiovascular workout for the day. So you've already got a few laughs in for today, so you might be well on your way to getting your cardio workout in for you. But it also lowers your blood pressure, helps you think, helps you be more creative. There's lots of things that laughter does, and laughter is a gift of God. Madeline Eagle said, a good laugh heals many hurts. And Viktor Frankl, who was the Jewish psychiatrist that went through Auschwitz and survived that, and he wrote The Meaning of Life, and he said, I couldn't have got through it without laughter. Amazing, isn't it? Laughter is a gift of God, and laughter is part of our journey of faith. Listen, if you can't laugh at yourself a little, then life is a lot harder. And if you can't laugh at your faith life a little bit, you know, maybe you've got a little ways to go. But God would have us to laugh. And God is laughing not at us, but with us, notice. And I think that's a very, very important thing. The third thing is that laughter is a gift we can share with others. You know, there's some gifts that we want to hoard to ourselves, but laughter gets better when you share it with others. In fact, Agnes Repelier says that you can't love someone you can't laugh with, right? You can't love someone that you can't laugh with. And sometimes maybe what couples need is to just laugh a little bit more. You know, in our world, we're so analytic, we're so fixated on trying to fix and analyze every little thing. Sometimes we need to just let it go and laugh, to just enjoy a good laugh. I don't know if you're like me, but a number of times, I spent a lot of time in the hospital, but a number of times I've been in the hospital room and we're waiting for surgery, right? And it's one of those really tense moments. And someone, a family member, will say something and everybody just busts out in laughter. And it's like a gift in that moment. It's just like a godsend. Have you ever been in a place like that? And I've been in some places that were even very sorrowful, and all of a sudden that there's laughter, and it's just a gift to everybody. It just sort of lifts the spirit. And so laughter is that a gift that we can share, not to laugh at someone, but to laugh with someone. And so where's your sense of humor today as you sort of look at your life and think about the things that have happened in your life and realize that God is here with us in our journey of faith? Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have life abundantly. Jesus didn't come that we'd have a dour, sour faith and a dour, sour life. Jesus came that we might have life and have life abundantly, life overflowing with joy. So how's your life this morning? How's your laughter this morning? It won't be long, and we'll be downstairs and we'll be sharing a picnic dinner, and I hope we share some laughter as well as the stories of life. And it's true, as a family of faith, we share our burdens and we share our sorrows, but we also share our laughter. And burdens are divided, and laughter and joy is multiplied as part of the family of faith. And so listen again to Sarah's words. God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. God is faithful. Whatever God has promised you, God will bring it to pass. And sometimes you can't control the clock, and you can't control God's timetable, and you just have to laugh with Sarah. And other times you just have to realize that laughter is a gift, and it's a gift that's better shared with others. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, as we kick off the Sunday school year and we laugh with our youth and children and realize the joy that they bring us and the insight as well, and we realize that great truth that you're not done with us yet. You're still at work in our lives, no matter what age, no matter what stage. So help us to trust you, and help us to trust our sisters and brothers in Christ as we share the journey of faith. And help us learn to remember that you're laughing with us this morning, and we indeed should laugh with you. In Christ's name, and all God's people said, amen.